It's been the craziest year of my life, and I'm sure yours as well. Most of us gathered in this exact same place exactly about a year ago at this time, and we had no idea what was around the corner. And that's probably a good thing, right? We may have just jumped ship right then. But at the end of each year, Google puts out their results of the year. They gather all their data, and they put out their results of the most searched for things, the most searched for topics, the most searched for questions of the year. And it won't surprise you what made the list for Google's most searched for things of 2020. The most searched for topics, the two top searches, coronavirus, shocker, right? And election results. No surprise there. This was a year of a global pandemic and all of the grief and loss that comes along with that. And to make matters more interesting, it was an election year. And one in which our nation felt more divided than it has been in decades. This was the first year that there has been Google searches in every single state of people inquiring about local protest. It's a year of griefs boiling over everywhere. Among the most searched for Google questions, amongst the top 10, there were these two: where's my stimulus check? And how do I file for unemployment? A year when the comforts and securities that we've held on to were stripped away, and we were all left wondering who would help us, and when would they help us, and would they be able to help us enough? The most searched for losses came after the deaths of Kobe Bryant, which feels like about 5 years ago, and George Floyd, and Chadwick Boseman. And this year, our church lost several people that we love dearly, and a couple of those we didn't even get to have any kind of a service for. In your very own circle of family and friends, you probably lost someone too. And you might feel this lack of closure as well. Insomnia was Googled more in 2020 than ever before. Even though we had more free time than we knew what to do with, it seems that we didn't find rest. The year started, if you remember, with the entire continent of Australia, it seemed, on fire. The summer months had California and Oregon and our own state on fire. And they say that these natural disasters are only going to get worse. And so what does Christmas look like at the end of such a year? I've heard so many people this week say it just doesn't feel like Christmas. What does Christmas look like in the midst of lost jobs and lost lives and lost sleep and lost friendships and lost dreams and loss of peace? Is it just kind of one of those fake it till you make it kind of Christmases? Or is there something more? Something real that Christmas has to say, especially on a night like this? My friends, tonight, if you let me, I invite you into what is real. And I ask you, for the next just few minutes, lean in and dare to believe that this Christmas is for you. Has 2020 carried with it some anxiety for anyone in the room? A little anxiety. Yeah, at least we got one honest person. Yeah. That first Christmas too. Mary, super pregnant. And Joseph trying frantically to get her to some place where they could safely deliver this child, this long, arduous journey to Bethlehem, only to finally arrive and find no place to stay. No midwives, no room, nothing to assure them that they were in good hands at all. And it's into the most anxious moment of these two lives that Christ entered our world. And as he did so, he's telling them, he's telling us, God comes. Not when everything is well. Not when there's tidings of comfort and joy. God comes into the anxious places. And he says with it, the Prince of Peace is here with you, for you. Merry Christmas, my anxious friends. Jesus comes. God is with you. You have the gift of peace. It's yours to open this Christmas. Has 2020 found anyone a bit afraid? Afraid to turn on the evening news and see where the virus has spread now or what new mutation it's taken on? Anyone afraid to look up what the death count is now? Afraid to look at your bank account? Afraid your kids are getting behind in school? Afraid those habits that you return to during the season aren't going to be so easy to shake next time around? Did you know that fear surrounded that first Christmas too? Mary and Joseph had both heard from the angel that all of their life plans were going another way. And there was a really good chance with this new way they would be rejected by everyone and judged along with it. And though they were promised that God was in this baby coming, they were also guaranteed that parenting him was not going to be easy. Jesus is 8 days old when Mary is told he's going to pierce your own heart too. A mother with fear, what does that mean? There was the fear of the journey. There was the fear from the king who, hearing about any kind of baby king, wanted him dead. There was a fear of a young family fleeing to another country just trying to survive. That first Christmas, Jesus came into a room where everyone around him was scared half to death. And he came into a world where even the leaders were running around shaking in their boots. On Christmas, Jesus showed up not amongst the strong and courageous, but he showed up in the fear to say, comfort, my people, comfort. Your God is here with you and for you. Merry Christmas, my fearful friends. Jesus comes. Comfort is here this Christmas. It's your gift to unwrap if you want it. Has 2020 left anybody with the grief of loss? Did you bury someone that you loved this year? Have any of your dreams been buried this year? You know, that first Christmas had a thing or two to say about loss as well. Zachariah and Elizabeth, they'd all but buried their dreams of being parents. Grief, year after year, for decades, as their hopes went unrealized again and again. When Herod gets the news that there's a new king, he orders a killing spree. You remember that, of all the baby boys? Hundreds of moms and dads wailing as their babies are taken from them and killed. The grief of that first Christmas, the tears surrounding Christ coming. And in it, he's saying, even in the grief, he comes. Even in the grief, Christ showed up in places of loss to say, death, you reign no more. Life has come. God is here with us, for us. Merry Christmas, even to my grieving friends who have lost too much this year. Jesus comes. God is with you. And that means the promise of life is for you this Christmas. Have you felt the pains of division in 2020? Neighbors turning against neighbors. Republicans against Democrats. Non-mask wearers against mask wearers. riots, protests, long-time relationships lost over differences of opinion. Odds are most people sitting in this room can think of someone that you were talking to at this time last year that just quit talking to you for some reason. And you may or not even know why. Welcome to 2020. It's the year that's been labeled one of the most divisive years in American history. We felt it, haven't we? And did you know that division was part of the world that Jesus entered to? Jews and Gentiles totally divided. They wouldn't even touch each other, wouldn't dare eat together. The temple was divided. Only the select few could encounter the living God directly. Israel, they were under Roman oppression. Their entire nation was divided, a foreign army forcing them to obey. And shocker here, even the religious people were divided by how they interpreted Scripture. We've changed a whole lot in 2,000 years. And it's into this fragmented world that Jesus, God in flesh, took his very first breath. At his manger, he would bring together the lowly shepherds in the fields and these wealthy non-Jewish foreigner wise men, whoever they were. He would join the line of David, the prestigious line of David, to the forgotten and the left out. They would be together. He would grow up and he would set a table for Gentiles and for sinners and lepers and prostitutes alike. Anyone who was ready to know how much God loved them, he would say, come on, pull up a chair. There's room for you at my table. He started a whole new family where everyone was invited into a divided world. Christ showed up to say, I can make you one. God is here with you, for you, and hear this, for them too, whoever them is. Merry Christmas, my friends who felt the pains of division this year. Jesus comes. God is with us. And the promise of us being one in Christ is the gift we get to try to live into this Christmas. Has 2020 felt a little bit like a year of waiting for you? Waiting for the first unemployment check to arrive. Waiting for test results to come back. Waiting to see loved ones. Waiting for a vaccine. Waiting for kids to go back to school. Waiting for life to be normal again. Did you know that that first Christmas knew the theme of waiting quite well? It had been 400 years since a prophet had last heard from God on behalf of God's people. 400 years. Malachi's words, they're the last words of the Old Testament. He speaks of one coming to heal the earth and to turn hearts back to God, and they're all excited. And then 400 years passes and nothing. Nothing. The people are waiting for God to do something, for God to come and fix this mess already, to bring some hope. I don't know about you, but I've struggled with 1 year of waiting. And it hasn't even been a year yet. It's been like 10 months. Imagine 400 years. But into this long, silent void, an angel showed up to Zechariah on a real day. And the angel said, it's time. Your waiting is over. God is moving. A baby is coming. And healing is in his wings. At Christmas, Jesus snuck into the waiting to say, take heart, take heart. The waiting is done. God is here doing something right now. My friends, whose theme this year has been long waiting, Merry Christmas. Christ comes to say, God is here now, moving now. That is your gift of hope this Christmas. anyone felt a little bit of political strife in 2020? Just me? Yeah. The political world was a mess on that first Christmas too. Did you know it? Herod was the super insecure leader who would do anything to keep his power. And so he just killed off anyone who threatened him. He led by total intimidation. And this little baby is born 6 miles from Herod's palace. And you know what? No matter what technologies or intelligence Herod tries to use to take this baby out, he can't do it. That first Christmas, Jesus entered into the political strife, and he was saying, even in the oppression, even in corruption, Christ comes. God is here. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is here to stay, and there's no throne that will ever take him down. My friends who have been discouraged by the mess of politics in 2020, Merry Christmas. Your King is here. And his throne is our place of celebration this Christmas and every year. Have you had any anger in 2020? Have you found yourself mad at all the rules? Or at all the people who refuse to follow all the rules? Have you been mad about what's been taken from you? Have you been mad at God for letting hard stuff happen to you? On that first Christmas, after 400 years of God's silence, I can guarantee you there were some folks who were a little bit mad. Mad that God would leave them like that. Mad that God would let them be mistreated by the Romans. Mad about life being so hard. And I can guarantee you, on that first Christmas, there were people wondering if God was mad at them too. I mean, after all the ways they turned on God, forgot about God, hurt God, it had been 400 years. Was he finally just done with his children for good? Was he just too mad to get over it? That night in Bethlehem. Did I say it yet? That real night in Bethlehem. When Jesus entered our world as a vulnerable baby boy, God told us all, I'm not mad at you. In fact, I would rather die than spend one more day without you. At the manger, that first Christmas, God said that love would conquer every broken heart, that love would win the story. On that first Christmas, Jesus told an angry world, God is not mad at you. God has come to be with you because your God only loves you. And from that moment on, love would always find a way. And the most anxious, fearful, loss-filled, divided, politically messed up, angry days. From that moment on, love would always find a way to sneak in and say, take heart, rejoice, Christ is here. Love has come, and love always wins the day. Do you know what else Google revealed about 2020? How to be anti-racist was searched more times than how to be a millionaire. How to be an ally was searched more times than how to be an influencer. In 2020, people searched more for how to help than ever before. From how to help with the Australian wildfire, to how to help with Black Lives Matter movement, to how to help with Corona. How to help. Googled more times than ever before. how to donate was searched for twice as much as how to save. In the same year that the second most popular question was, where's my money? How to donate was searched for twice as much as how to save. And how to change the world was searched for twice as much as how to go back to normal. How to change the world. My friends, you see, we're living this story again this Christmas. In the darkest, hardest, grittiest days, light was still sneaking through. Love was still finding a way. And that's because the Jesus who comes is coming again and again. The Jesus who was here among us 2,000 years ago, he's still here today. The Jesus who said, I am light 2,000 years ago, he's still shining his light bright today. And the Jesus who said, I am love 2,000 years ago, he's still growing that love in us today. Merry Christmas, my friends. It has been a year. But Jesus has carried us this far. Don't we know Jesus will carry us still? God is with us. What more could we want or could we need? Merry Christmas. God is here. Jesus has come and Jesus comes. Jesus is with you and Jesus is for you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. God is here. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, at the end of a hard year, what remains, go figure, is faith, hope, and love. Because you have been in the midst of this with us, because you have chosen to enter our lives and enter our world. And so what carries us forward tonight and tomorrow and into a new year is faith, hope, and love with you, O Jesus, in the center of our hearts, in the center of our lives. Thank you for coming. Thank you for just loving us. We love you too. Amen.